time now for How You Built That. And today, our story starts with Tomo Delaney, who for 20 years had a dream job in the fashion industry. He traveled the world, hung out on beaches with glamorous models, went to lots of cool parties, you know, the whole thing. But around 2010, Tomo was ready to walk away.
I really reached a point where I thought, there's more to life than standing in a studio listening to 12 people discuss which pair of shoes should be put with that dress.
And at that point, what Tomo wanted to do more than anything else was to just be a dad, to stay at home with his kids in New York. So he did. And he loved everything about his new life, except mealtimes, because both of his kids, Davy and Dot, were super picky eaters.
I spend my time looking at the kids' food options in Whole Foods, wondering whether there's anything on those shelves that they would eat.
Tomo would sometimes talk about his mealtime struggles with an older friend named Peggy. And one morning, Peggy had an idea for him.
She said, I was watching Shark Tank last night, and two women successfully pitched an idea for neon-colored edible cookie dough. And it was full of artificial colors and flavors. And she said, so I started to think about what would be a healthier version of this. You know, kids respond to color, so how do we get them to respond to food by color, but food that's healthy?
Within a day, Tomo and Peggy came up with an idea to take fruit and pulverize it into brightly colored purees, kind of like the consistency of syrup, but without all the sugar.
You know, we immediately thought the yellow is going to be peach, the red's going to be strawberry, and the blue is going to be blueberry.
Their idea was to put the pureed fruit into these squeezable tubes, and then kids could paint with it onto their food.
You know, it is, on one level, a paint set, even though ultimately it is just a condiment aimed specifically at children.
But remember, Tomo's only professional experience up to that point was in the fashion industry.
We had no idea how to get into the food industry, and we didn't know that we needed a co-packer. I didn't know we needed a food scientist. I was making this stuff in my kitchen, literally buying pounds of organic fruit from the local health food store and pureeing it in a Cuisinart.
And Tomo's first big challenge was getting the puree to the right consistency so it would work as paint, not too thick and not too runny. So eventually, through a connection, he found a food scientist to help him come up with a formula.
And he was sending me samples in unrefrigerated boxes. And I distinctly remember there was one very, very hot day. I got a box from FedEx from him, and I opened it, and it was full of these little Tupperware pots, and he'd mixed the fruit puree 50-50 with coconut oil. And it was slopping around like salad. It looked like salad dressing that had settled. And I just thought, this is a disaster. My God, what is going on here?
But within a few months, Tomo found another food scientist who used some natural additives to get the consistency they needed. And then, with some donations from friends and family, Tomo found a factory in Canada to put the puree into tubes. He called it Nashi Food Paint, and finally, he was ready to test it.
What we did was just rely on friends. We relied on Dot's friends from school and their parents to say, would you video your kids drawing with this stuff and tasting the stuff?
And that first group of kids liked the naturally sweet taste of the fruit. And as you might expect, they really liked drawing on their food.
Lots of smiley faces, lots of eyes, lots of smiles, sun made of peaches.
So at this point, a contact in the food industry had given him a list of 31 buyers at a national grocery chain. So Tomo picked up the phone and made that very nerve-wracking first call.
And I said, hi, it's Tomo from Noshi, and I'm calling about food paint. I was wondering whether you'd got the sample. And she said, there's a pause on the line, and she said, yeah, I did.
Yeah, it kind of went downhill from there.
She said, I don't really understand the idea behind it. I don't really understand the execution. I'm not sure about the packaging. And she just went on and on and on, and my heart was sinking lower and lower.
Anyway, Tomo eventually got into some stores, but about 3 years went by where he did not get a lot of traction with Nashi. But then, just last year, he was at a food expo and met a guy from Walmart. And from that meeting, he eventually got the food paint into 176 Walmarts across the country. It did $55,000 in sales last year, and by next year, Tomo is hoping to turn a profit.
Sometimes it's felt like I've been sort of fighting my way up a very steep hill in the middle of a rainstorm in the pitch darkness, and there's trees blowing down the hill towards me and driving rain. But I'm still climbing the hill.
That's Tomo Delaney, the founder of Nashi for Kids. To hear more about it or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.